Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Mystery to be conspiracies, the curiosity, spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur, defy explanation if you're wanting more. All my sightings, government denies, take clone guides you through the lies. Flat earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
It's done.
I know, but you hear that?
There's a bug in the shack. There's a bug in the shack, and I can hear it somewhere. Oh, you got your headphones on. You didn't hear it. It was just buzzing, right? Either way, I don't know where it's coming from. It stopped now, but welcome back to the shack, everybody. Welcome back to the shack. And I'm Wilbur, and this is your one-stop shop for truth, information, and all things good in life. It's all available for purchase here at the shack. And for purchase, I mean it's free. It's all free, because everything in life should be. You know, everything in life, we don't need this fake money stuff, this fake the thing that they put upon us. Let's go back to trading goods and services. We don't need this money thing to get us all involved and tied up in and develop egos through and have status symbols.
Weren't you the one just talking about how to make more money?
Yeah, we need stupid money to...
I do want stupid money.
We need stupid money to do stupid things, and we want to do stupid things to make the world a better place. Stupid good things. Because
I want some like Donald Trump money where I'll just pay the fine.
Well, yeah, they do a bunch of, billionaires do a bunch of stupid things with their stupid money. But
you can just pay the fine.
Yeah, you just pay the fine. And most of their stupid things aren't good, though.
Yeah, I redirected the river back to its normal flow. That's a $10,000 fine a day, sir.
You talking about the Chicago River?
No.
Because they reversed that flow. You know about that?
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
So did they with the...
Don't say Hog Creek. Don't say Hog Creek.
Blanchard.
Okay, good. We can't. If they reversed Hog Creek's flow, I don't know what I'd do. My whole world would be turned upside down.
Yeah, they added 400 something miles to the Blanchard and straightened it and couldn't figure out, can't figure out why it keeps flooding.
Flooding? Gosh, that's in Findlay, Ohio. It floods horribly. In Ottawa, Ohio, horribly floods.
All the hair lip suckers died. One of the last spots you could actually still find them.
Sad.
I always wonder if there's still one or two left.
There could be. There could be. I imagine there is.
Today we're going to talk about a fun family camping excursions.
Ooh, are we going to California to go camping?
We are.
Yay.
Montreal, California.
Ooh, now is that like Southern California?
I think it's Northern California.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, because it's up by the Redwoods.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. They're really getting out of town.
Montreal, California. It's a campground. It's a big campground. It's 2,700 acres.
Wow, okay.
Or 1,100 hectares.
Is that how you say that? I hate that word.
Hectare, yeah.
Yeah, it just looks weird.
That is a word I do know how to pronounce.
Okay. Every time I look at it, though, it just doesn't look right.
Hectare.
Yeah, I know.
Hectare.
Yeah.
Like reptar.
Oh, there we go.
I'm not joking.
Borg hungry, Borg want eat.
What? Reptar.
Yeah, he fights Reptar. Come on, Holt, I am Reptar. You don't know?
I'm talking about the...
From Rugrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When they get caught in the toy store and...
Bohemian Grove. All
right. Bohemian Grove.
We're going to talk about the history and conspiracy with Bohemian Grove.
Now, I don't know much, but I just know that it's just a bunch of, you know, cool dudes just hanging out in robes and doing mock, quote unquote, sacrifices of human beings.
You're talking about the cremation of care.
Yeah, they burn a human body?
No, they burn the representation of their childhood fantasies.
Oh, which is represented by a female woman.
No.
A grown adult female woman.
You're mixing up things.
Am I?
Yes.
Hmm.
And see?
Hmm.
Ignorant. Wilbur's ignorant.
Am I?
So Bohemian Grove is a very restricted campground, about 2,700 acres in Montreal, California. It was founded in, you got any guesses?
What do you mean in? Like
what year?
Oh, okay. 1951.
1878.
Way older than I thought.
Mm-hmm. How it started will surprise you, probably. And who started it will surprise you, most likely.
Well, if it's the 1800s, it's got to be... I have no idea. I don't know anyone that old.
It was founded in 1878. It belonged to a private gentleman's club known as the Bohemian Club. In mid-July each year, the Bohemian Grove hosts more than a two-week-long encampment of some of the most prominent men in the world currently. We're going to talk about its history first.
Do you think it's like one of them gentlemen's clubs, like now what we call a gentleman's club, you know, where there's women around?
There is some of that stuff happening here.
Or is it one of them like gentlemen's clubs where it's just like the bathhouse gentlemen's club?
That happens here too.
With men only allowed and... Boys, too, because they're men, right? Yeah, yeah, they can be here, too.
I keep getting an echo.
An echo? I don't know. It's that bug in here.
It's weird.
It's echoing back my thoughts.
It sounds like glass ringing. Anyways, doesn't matter.
Isn't that the sign of a... Oh, no, that's smelling burnt toast.
Yeah, I don't smell burnt toast.
Okay, good. But no, you're fine.
Let's talk about how it started, because it surprised me of how it started.
Okay.
The tradition of the summer encampment was established 6 years after the Bohemian Club was founded in 1872. Harry was just his nickname.
Right, yeah.
A stage actor and the founding member.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Announced that he was relocating to New York City to further his career. On June 29th of 1878, somewhat fewer than 100 Bohemians gathered in the redwoods of Marion County near Taylorsville, which is present-day Samuel P. Taylor State Park.
Okay.
For an evening send-off party for Edward's honor. So the Bohemian Club was an actor's artist club.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like, there was some prominent people in it. Most of the people in it were just local artists, that kind of stuff. And they're like, well, we're gonna go up to the state park. We're gonna have a party because Edward's the founding guy of our club. He's gonna go back to New York and work on Broadway or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go have a party. So, freely flowing liquor and some Japanese lanterns put a glow to the festivals. The club members retired at a late hour to the modest comforts of their bunk or their blankets laid out in the dense mat of redwood needles.
That's awesome.
The festival gathered and was repeated each year without Edwards. It became the club's yearly encampment.
So it's just kind of a little, it started off as a send-off to their press, their founder.
Yeah, their founding guy. It's just an artist group right now. It's literally just a group of Californian artists, playwrights.
Actors.
Some actors, but we're talking more like, I mean, there's no movies at this time, but more small stage actors.
Well, didn't they? Like stage acting.
Yeah.
Shows and plays. But
small
and,
stage.
Well, yeah, because there was no, I don't think there was, Hollywood wasn't really
Broadway
was
the big thing.
Broadway was big, yeah.
So that's where Edward is going back to try his hand at Broadway again.
New York.
But so most of the people in here, I'm just saying there's not a lot of money in this group.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah. I understand.
At this time.
Right.
But yeah, so they just liked doing it. It was fun to connect with other men that were in the arts, and they just were like, you know, once a year we just go up and we have
dude's trip.
We have a dude's trip.
Yeah, I like a good old dude's trip.
By 1882, the member of the clubs camped together in various locations, both in Mamarnon and Smyrna counties, including present-day Myrrh Woods and a Redwood Grove that has once stood near Duncan Mills, several miles down the Russian River from its current location. So they were just hop around. Every other year, they'd kind of move around to a different spot.
Mm.
And nothing permanent. It was all state ground, public ground, that kind of stuff. So they're just like, you know, hanging out.
All right, cool.
From 1893, Bohemians rented the current location. And in 1899, they purchased it from Melvin Cyrus Meeker, who had developed a successful logging operation in the area. So yeah, they found this camp they kind of liked in the area.
Not the same one they originally were at?
It's in the area.
Okay.
So they were hopping around at various camps, you know.
Okay.
But they got to this one.
And they're like, ooh.
They're like, it's nice. You know,
this is a good one.
The cabin's already built. It's a little nicer than, you know, sleeping on pine net mats. But that's still there if they want it to.
Yeah.
So they just bought the place. The guy was ready to get rid of it anyways because his logging business had taken off. So he was kind of done with the camp.
Yeah, it was second fiddle now.
Gradually over the next decades, members of the club purchased land in the surrounding area from its original location. They just started buying up more and more forest, extending their perimeter to the basin in which it resides now. Writer and journalist William Henry Irwin said this of the Grove: "You come upon it suddenly. One step and its glory is all over you. There is no perspective. You cannot get far enough away from one of the trees to see it as a whole. There they stand, a world a height above you, their pinnacles hidden amongst the topmost fringes of branches that are lost in the sky."
How majestic and wonderful that sounds. And then there's
keep in mind, this is still 1899.
Oh, I know. And then you get the other side of the coin, a human coin, where look at these big, beautiful, majestic trees. Let's cut them all down. We need to build stuff out of them. We need to use them. Cut them all down. Look at all this resources. You know how much money there is up in that tree? Look at all that in that square foot of real estate. How much money is there?
Not long after the club's establishment by newspaper journalists, it was commandeered by prominent San Francisco-based businessman who provided the financial resources necessary to acquire further land and facilities for the Grove. So this is the guy that starts like, I want a gentleman's club. I want to be the boss, but I'll foot the bill.
Oh, boy. See, this is how corruption starts. You're witnessing it.
However, they still retain the Bohemians, which are artists and musicians. Did you know that?
Right. Oh, that's what Bohemians means? Okay.
In this aspect, there are other definitions of the word Bohemian, but the Bohemian Club is artists and musicians.
Okay.
Who continue to entertain international members and guests. So there are all rules, which we'll talk about here in a minute. So the rules kept getting watered down. So at first, when these guys kind of come in, like, okay, well, 80% of the members have to be Bohemians.
Gotcha. Oh, so a Bohemian is, dictionary definition, a socially unconventional person, especially one who is involved in the arts.
Yeah.
So it's the weird artists.
Yeah. So now, in modern day, let's fast forward, it's only 10% have to be notable artists and musicians.
So they kind of cut that number down.
Yeah, so, yeah.
There's more important things you have to do now.
Went down from 90% to 10.
Yeah, now you just have to do other certain things, and then you're in.
The Grove is partially famous for the Manhattan Project.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not. So is this where they thought up ideas?
So this is one of the supposed locations that most of the heads of the Manhattan Project were meeting here. Took place in September of 1942, which subsequently led to the atomic bombs.
Wonderful piece of history. Hey, remember Albert Einstein was involved in development of the Manhattan Project? What kind a good of. Guy. Good guy.
I like Albert Einstein.
I don't.
He walked away from it.
Hmm. When it was convenient, after he built the thing.
No, that's not true.
According to what? History?
You're just making stuff up.
According to books?
He didn't even live in the same state when it was like they were putting physical pieces together.
Nobody did. That was the point. So he could keep his...
Remember, they built their own city.
You're right. Well, that's just a way for him to keep his hands so they can put him in the public hierarchy.
I hate him so much.
Because he's a sham, and he was placed there.
I don't think
none of his stuff's real. It just used him to push on this science that we're living in now.
Anyways.
This is the shack. This is the shack, and that's the truth. Albert Einstein, fraud. You heard it here. He's a fraud. Look into it.
He's not, but it's
is.
Okay.
He is. It's all right. He's a fraud like Edison.
Edison's a big fraud.
I think you're hearing stuff in your headphones because I don't have mine on and there's nothing. There's no sound.
I know I'm hearing it in the headphone.
Yeah. There's nothing out here, though. So they're beaming stuff into you.
No, that's not how... Okay.
They're beaming stuff into your headphones digitally.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, turn those down. I still don't hear it, like, ringing, though.
I heard it.
Yeah, after you... well, whatever. You cranked them up.
So the Grove is famous for Manhattan Project. Yeah. Those attending the meeting included Ernest Lawrence, J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Oh, yay.
Which is the SE1 executive committee heads.
Wasn't he in Germany? Oppenheimer?
During this?
No, like before, I guess, World War II.
I don't think he was.
Okay.
He was in Europe for a small period of time before World War II, but I don't think it didn't have to necessarily be Germany.
Okay.
I think he was in England at a physicist committee, like, meeting and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But I'm not 100% on that, but I'm pretty sure that's where that was.
Okay, I'm not sure either.
Because he presented a paper there and basically got laughed out.
Okay.
Because that's, like, kind of where all, at that, especially then, the heads of all the science was in England.
Yeah, oh, okay.
The scientific committee meetings were always in England.
Yeah.
And, like, because I know from biology history, that's where, like, the guy that discovered, quote-unquote discovered, the platypus, pretty much got laughed out of there. They assumed he sewed on a bill.
Yeah.
From a duck.
A radioactive beaver. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yep. Along with representatives for everything from Yale, Princeton, General Electric, Standard Oil, it's pretty much in every various military head office was there at the time.
Hmm. There's definitely a good group of people. I can tell you that
much. It changed very quickly. You know, it changed. Bohemian Grove changed very quickly.
Between 1870s and 1940s?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird, huh?
Imagine if you were one of the last hippies that's still hanging out. Like, this crowd's changed. You'd look like that guy in the Squawkapalooza bar.
Yeah, it's the complete other end. This ain't my normal bar.
At this time, Oppenheimer was not the S1 member yet. Although Lawrence and Oppenheimer hosted the meeting, the Grove members take principal pride in the event, often relate the story to the new attendees.
Mm, all right.
Former U.S. presidents, I pretty much name any of them. They've been there.
Mm-hmm.
But Herbert Hoover was inducted into the Old Guard on March 4th of 1953. Do you know what the Old Guard is?
I can't imagine. It's probably some sexual perverted thing.
Well, it didn't. I don't have that information for you. But it means you've been a part of the Grove for 40 years.
Oh, so it is. Yeah.
So it takes 40 years to hit, and then Old Guard. So, you know what you get when you're an old guard?
Lubricant?
Oh, the best parking spot.
Oh, okay.
And then there's...
Same difference.
There's cabins. So, there's a bunch of cabins. Because there's 2,500 people come out to this now.
Imagine what they're doing in there.
But you get the best cabin.
Oh, imagine what that involves.
Redwood branches from the Grove were flown into Woodfull Austro Hotel in New York City. That's where they were used for decoration in the banquet room for celebrations.
Mm.
So these big tree branches that are hanging up over this New York banquet hall are the Grove...
Trees. Tree branches.
Isn't that odd?
I mean, kind of.
Why those specific tree branches?
From there, yeah.
And symbolism. They said this was... Hoover compared it to honoring the old guard status in his, one of his hotels in New York.
Mm, wow. Wow. Yeah, let's just honor these secret societies in public places that are...
Do you know who Herbert Hoover... I don't know much of him as a president.
Yeah.
But you know, he like was a counselor for many of the later presidents.
Wow.
He was never like a vice president or anything like that, but yeah, he just always was in the shadows counseling other presidents.
Hmm.
I don't know anything about...
I don't know either, but it sounds kind of nefarious. Didn't we have a former president that was just doing that last term?
Obama?
Yeah. Wasn't he behind the scenes counsel?
Yeah, that or some really crazy nurse.
Really crazy nurse.
Yeah, for Biden?
Oh, you mean, yeah, like keeping him alive?
With that, telling him what to say.
Yeah.
Like, they're all scared of her because she's like, got it.
She's like the nurse from Drop Dead Fred. That
100%.
It's the same woman.
I have no idea. I've never watched the movie.
Oh, you're missing out. That's an amazing...
actually, a lot of noises in the shack today.
It's a creaky shack. It's windy. It's because the shack's getting ready to move. The shack's about to change, people.
Wilbur's paying $80,000.
That's not what I'm talking about.
No.
No. The shack's about to change, so just stay tuned. There's big things for the shack.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you don't even know yet.
Oh, the other thing.
You kind of know a little bit, yeah. The shack's changing. We're new location, new image, new energy, but same hosts and same old sentiment.
I can't wait till I'm not a part of this.
The shack?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
It'd be nice for me not to have to read things.
You can't escape the shack.
It'd be nice if you just took over and
you went a solo shack.
You had guest.
If you guys want a solo shack,
You want to do solo? I couldn't do solo.
Isn't that what you're saying?
No.
Oh,
you guest. I think you do very well with guest on this show.
Oh, so just me and a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, if you want a solo shack or me and a guest, I just imagine me ranting for an hour. Like
I think it'd be great
without breathing. There's enough to rant on.
Other behaviors at the campground have led to numerous claims and even some parodies in pop culture. One example is President Richard Nixon's comment in May 13th of 1971 tape recording about the upper class San Francisco, the Bohemian Grove, which I attend from time to time. It is the...
Are you going to read the quote? Okay, I know what he says, so read it.
I can't.
I'll read it. Here, flip it over.
No.
I'll read it.
I'll give you the safer version. Well, okay. I will read the quote, but I want everybody to keep in mind.
I'm
reading a quote from Richard Nixon. This does not explain Daniel's feelings on anybody.
Well, no. And it's a time period quote.
1971.
Yeah.
So here's what Richard Nixon says. Bohemian Grove, which I attend from time to time, is the most faggy goddamn thing you could ever imagine. With the San Francisco crowd.
Hmm. Then why do you admit that he attended to it from time to time?
I wonder what that exactly means in 1971, if it means the same thing today.
That's actually a good question.
I kind of wonder if that's one of these things that may have changed a little bit over time, like queer or gay.
That one definitely has. Both of those have.
Because queer just meant stranger off.
Right. But what he's...
And gay was happy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, have a gay old time, you know? There's in Christmas songs. But I don't know. Faggy's pretty... I don't know. I don't know where that one falls, I guess. But if they hear a president, man.
I could see Richard Nixon saying this. I forget he's a real president.
I don't know how I feel about him from time to time, because he was forced out. And any president that was forced out, I'm just wondering.
Was he forced out, or was that just a part of the puppet show?
No.
It was just a part of the puppet show. You bought into it.
I think he was forced out by a certain group that he wasn't involved, or that couldn't control him quite right. And I think,
Biden. What I think.
I'm not saying he was a good guy.
Like Biden.
Oh, no, he was 100%. That guy couldn't control himself.
That's what I'm saying. Couldn't control him.
No, that's the point.
That's why they killed him.
Yeah.
And then his double got Alzheimer's.
They kept him alive, one of them, three of them. I think there was three Bidens.
In 2019, the Sonora County Board of Supervisors informed the club that after a year, the county would no longer provide law enforcement security for them.
Okay.
This just recently happened, 2019.
Okay, that's pretty recent. So they have their own private security now?
They've always had their own private security, but they also included
local law
enforcement. And that was...
That's a normal thing.
We kind of talk about some of the conspiracies and stuff like that. I don't think that a lot of the more out there conspiracies, the more I've looked into this, are true.
Okay.
Because there's too many people outside of the Bohemian crew that are going there. There are too many people actually participating for any of the hardcore secrets to be kept.
Well, I mean, maybe not everyone there is getting the hardcore secrets. Too,
but we'll talk about that.
It could be like an initiation thing where you...
Well, we'll talk about workers' interviews and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Because half the town down the mountain from it works there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they probably...
It's like there's lifeguards and summer jobs. Like, they hire high schoolers as lifeguards.
I'm sure they would.
And the one... I was watching the interview last night for this where one of the guys... He wasn't a high schooler. He was 19. He graduated.
Okay.
But he was just talking about, like, yeah, he's like, my only job was... He's like, I didn't realize who these people were. All to me, they were just a bunch of old men struggling to swim back and forth to our little floating platform dock to go off the slide.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize it's presidents and oil company tycoons and everything like that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make sure these old guys don't drown because they haven't been in water, you know.
And, you know, there's stuff like that, not like that specifically around here, but like where big companies will come in and they just hire the local people.
Oh, yeah.
And pay them good enough money to where they're not going to question like what they're actually doing, or they're just doing their normal job. They're working for this corporation, or in this case, a campground. They're just working for a campground. It's a summer job. Yeah, you don't, and you get paid enough. Why would you ever question who or why you're doing what you're doing if you get paid enough?
I don't think they're getting paid that much.
If they're high school kids, it don't take that much to be paid a lot. Well, it's not
just high school kids.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the whole town, like, because there's restaurants there. Keep in mind, for two weeks,
yeah,
there are 2,500 people at this campground.
Right, yeah.
So imagine a lot. How many staff
it
requires to feed, clean, maintenance, laundry.
And I don't think any of these people are, like, at least modern day, are struggling, let's put it that way, at the camp, the people attending the camp.
No, and we'll talk about that.
So I'd imagine,
But the town is not poor, nothing, but it's not a rich town, it's just a little mountain town.
Yeah. I imagine, and these guys...
stories that they've been into, like, there's boardrooms and stuff like that, the meeting room. So it is forbidden, which we haven't got to the rules yet, but it is forbidden to talk about business there.
Amongst the other members?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's somewhat enforced.
Mm-hmm.
Where you'll just be asked to leave kind of deals.
Yeah.
Where there are, like, presidents and stuff have been asked to leave temporarily and stuff like that.
Mm.
All cell phones and cameras for participants are banned.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make a call, there's a hotel in the little town that you can go
to.
Yeah, for Wi-Fi. There's no Wi-Fi, any of that stuff out there.
Weird.
Is it? Depending on what you believe. Anyway, so despite the high levels of security always being present, there have been numerous high-profile, successful infiltrations of Bohemian Grove. Let's talk about them. You know about some of them.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Right, the most famous one everyone knows, if you know anything about this stuff.
Save it, because that's a 2000. I have two before him.
Okay, we'll save that one.
Yeah, I'll let you do him, but... He's in 2000, July of 2000. Like, because he went one time when it was active. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the summer of 1980, Rick Cooler gained entrance to the Grove to help with the help of employees and posed as a worker during the 2 weeks annual encampment. His efforts, the first magazine reporting inside the Grove, were published in the August 1981 insider issue of Mother Jones. Around the same time, the ABC Evening News aired the special report on the Bohemian Grove. This is one of the things where you start seeing some of the weird pictures and stuff like that of the owl.
The Moloch
and stuff like that.
Statues and effigies or whatever.
But nothing illegal.
Okay.
Odd. But nothing illegal. I want to make that very clear.
Publicly.
That this news reporter's seen.
Right.
In the summer of 1889... Spy magazine writer Philip Wiss spent 7 days at camp posing as a guest.
It was 1989?
1989.
Okay.
Which led to his November 1989 article inside the Bohemian Grove. He was eventually discovered and arrested for trespassing.
Hmm.
He was there for a week out of the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He was one of the ones that really documented, like, the plays. What you want to call them, rituals, plays, whatever. I mean, there's not really a big difference.
No.
depending on, I guess, goals. That's what we talk about with ritual magic. It's about the goal. It's not really about the thing.
Yeah, your intention.
It's about the intention. So, yeah, do you want to talk about Alex?
So, yeah, then Alex Jones has the famous videos and his infiltration of it. And he pretty much just walked right in. He just walked in with the crowd.
He was invited.
He was invited?
He went, yes. So he was a guest.
Hmm.
Yeah, you can't just walk in.
See, I thought he just kind of blended in.
No.
Okay.
They check everybody.
Okay.
I mean, it's mostly because, non-conspiratorially, it's because of the high-profile people there.
Oh, I can imagine, yes. Absolutely.
So it is heavily vetted.
Yeah.
And there are private, you're allowed to bring your own private security detail. You're allowed to bring guests, as long as they get vetted beforehand.
Okay.
So keep in mind that he was there with presidents. He was there with Secret Service members.
Yeah.
He was there. He did not sneak in. I don't care what the video shows.
Yeah.
He did not sneak into Bohemian Grove that time when he walked in with everybody. Nobody did.
When he was filming it.
When he was filming it and everything. The filming was illegal because that was his buddy.
Yeah.
That was Mike Hansen was his cameraman.
That filmed?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was the plus one of another guy.
Okay.
So yes, they knew he was coming.
So yeah, and I don't know how I feel about Alex Jones either, because I think that he puts out a lot of great information. I really think he does. But I also think that his grandfather is Jerry Jones, a billionaire owner of the Cowboys, a very powerful. Yeah. I mean, NFL is extremely powerful, billion-dollar corporation. So he's just connected to a lot of rich, powerful people that pull a lot of strings. So what's his role? I don't know. At the end of the day, I don't trust him, but I appreciate all the information he does get out.
So I'll read my little thing. Alex and his cameraman, Mike, clandestinely entered Bohemian Grove. It wasn't really. They were screened.
Because, see, I remember in the video, he basically, or when he was explaining the video one time, he explained how he snuck in. So
I don't believe that's true.
Right. So
I found other sources that were saying that he was invited by X because the other guy was banned too.
Yeah.
That he was invited with. But that's my opinion, I guess, more or less.
And I could be misremembering how he quoted it.
He did not sneak into Bohemian Grove.
Yeah. Hmm. I was just under that impression when just remembering this, I guess. So, like, I don't know. Somewhere it was
But this is the first film of the cremation of care ceremony.
Hmm.
And Jones claimed this was a live ritual sacrifice
in
the original video. He claimed that was a human and that was an actual live sacrifice.
No. Again, part of me believes him.
So from the footage, document filmmaker John Rawson produced an episode of the Satanic Shadowy Elite in which he characterized and proceeded as an overgrown frat party while Jones produced it as the dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove.
Okay.
And described these as satanic rituals.
So, I mean, it could be Alex Jones kind of diverting. Maybe it isn't that big of a deal what's going on. And then he's making it into one. So he's making something out of nothing. You know what I mean?
So a lot of the ceremonies started when it was artist.
Right.
Now, that was before the elites were ever involved.
Okay.
So a lot of these quote unquote rituals, they're old timey plays or based on old timey plays.
I wonder though if those plays changed over time.
I mean, they could have. I'm just saying that when you really look into what started Bohemian Grove, it makes more sense why they're doing these weird, you know, 6th century plays.
Yeah,
it's weird playwrights
that
form the group.
But it just gets more weird when, like you mentioned earlier, only 10% of those playwright people are now, and they're still doing these plays, rituals.
So
I don't know.
Conspiratorial, it just could be that this is, quote unquote, for these rich elites that, you know, if they were walked among normal people that they cause suffering to. There's oil tycoons in the Middle East here.
Yeah.
And I want to make that very clear. There's 2,500 of the most powerful people on the planet are here with security details and all that. And from the inside, you know, from people that are lifeguards and stuff, they just act like kids for a week or two.
Yeah.
Depending on who they are.
Yeah.
They just act like big kids running around. There were stories of them peeing on each other like they're 16, thinking it's funny. I got some stories for that kind of stuff, but so on the non-conspiratorial, you know, these men, because it's only a men club, which we'll talk about.
Right.
under high stress positions that they, you know, put themselves in or were put in. It could just be a place to spend a week or two.
Dude's trip.
And just be dumb dudes.
Which, I'm not going to lie, that's fun.
Getting drunk and peeing on each other? I did that. I've done that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like...
Note to self. Don't go drunk camping with Daniel.
I don't drink anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, Daniel stopped drinking? Yeah. Dang, all right.
So on July 19th, or January 19th of 2002, this is the bad one.
Okay.
Richard McClellan was arrested after his nighttime infiltration of Bohemian Grove, where he set many, many fires.
Uh-oh.
He was heavily armed and wearing a skull mask and outfitted with the Phantom Patriot across his chest, which that was his superhero thing. He called himself the Phantom Patriot.
Mm.
I don't like Alex when it comes to this.
Okay.
Alex hyped this guy up and that they were keeping kids here. They were doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
So the guy went blazing. He believed Alex.
Yep.
He went blazing with two ARs and he was going to kill everybody.
Yeah.
Because he thought there was kids. He just tore the Bohemian Grove apart, went into all the buildings, couldn't find anything weird. There's nobody there, too. It's January. There's a small security team and grounds care crew that, you know, is there, but not, you know, it's huge. It's 2,700 acres.
So he went out of season.
Well, that's what he purposely went there out of season, to infiltrate the secret parts of the thing.
Ah, okay.
Because he said that they're keeping kids underneath it and stuff like that.
They'll be most vulnerable when there's less people there. Gotcha.
He didn't find anything.
Okay.
So he got mad, and he spent the night there. He slept in one of the cabins. And then the next morning, he was kind of walking around. He's just like, there's nothing here. And he was kind of defeated. So he tried to light the place on fire. And he goes to the kitchen, and he starts lighting it on fire. And then the sprinkler system for the whole place
kicks on,
puts out the fire immediately.
Yeah.
And then he just sits outside and waits for the cops to come arrest him.
Nice.
He puts his guns down and everything. He was not happy with Alex.
No, I imagine not. I imagine not.
Because Alex kind of hyped this guy up to where this guy was going to kill people.
Like, he specifically targeted this guy or his words and sayings?
A little bit of both. Okay. They knew each other.
Oh, they did now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, the Phantom Patriot was very, very famous in the 90s.
Oh, okay. I don't know much of his history.
Well, I think that's where it ended.
Okay.
Because he came outside with guns.
So now, what if this happened, though?
Okay.
The Phantom Patriot could have been a PSYOP character where he goes, look at this patriot guy that's just here for America to defend kids. And he went in there and he found nothing. And look, he's arrested now. See? No kids in here. No torture rooms. No place to, well, the R word.
So there's videos of his whole thing.
Yeah.
It could be. I don't know. He's in prison now forever.
Is he, though?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so is Ghislaine Maxwell has been in prison this whole time, too.
No, she hasn't.
Yeah, I know. But they said she was, so what do you mean? They said it.
Memberships in operation. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Bohemian Grove is a private club. Only active members and their guests may visit. Guests have to be known to include, or have been known, sorry, to include political figures, notable figures from other countries. Practically during midstream encampments, number of guests is strictly limited to the size of the facilities. There's only 2,500 people.
Yeah.
So normally there's like week one and week two, where it's just kind of the same thing. Most people only stay for one week.
Yeah.
But it's kind of just 1 week's worth of stuff, even though there's 2 weeks going on.
Gotcha.
Bohemian clubs club members are all male. Memberships include artists and musicians, as well as many prominent businessmen, leaders, or government officers, former U.S. presidents, senior media executives, and most people of power, from oil executives to anything else.
Wow.
Members may invite guests to the Grove, but guests may be invited to the Grove for either their spring jinx in June or the main July encampment. So it's like high jinx, spring jinx.
Oh, okay.
Where they just have like a mini Grove weekend because not everybody can go to the big one.
Right.
So there is stuff in June, too.
So they just peel each other a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit. Bohemian Grove members can schedule private day use events of the Grove at any time it is not being used for club-wide purposes. So at any given time, like, Obama's family could go out there and camp.
Right, yeah.
Essentially, you can always tell because the security is always beefed up around the edge of it. People are actually using it.
Yeah.
Which, without being conspiratorial, that makes sense. If there's a former president there.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah.
That's
not weird for.
And they allow at these times to bring spouses, families, and friends. Although females and minor guests must be off the property by 9 or 10 p.m., depending on what day it is. As long as it's not an actual club purpose, females and kids are allowed there.
Yeah.
And they just got to be off the thing. They're not allowed to camp there. And that's just because it's club, like clubbers. But like, there's people that have their birthday parties out there.
Oh, so it's kind of like a sumo wrestling ring?
I have no idea.
No women allowed?
No, there are women allowed. They're just not in the club during club things.
Oh, okay. So they can't participate. They're allowed there, but they can't.
But let's say Donald wanted to have his birthday out here.
Okay.
Women could come.
Yeah.
As long as they're gone by 10.
Okay, yes.
After 40 years of membership, men enter the old guard status, giving them reserved seating for the Grove's daily talks, as well as other perks like parking.
And probably the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Small Malaysian boys.
Yep, you get first pick. You get first pick, the old guard.
You know what the club's motto is?
Boys will be boys.
Weaving spiders come not here.
Oh, wow. All right.
You know what that means?
Yeah, don't start any trouble.
Kinda. It's supposed to mean any outside concerns in business deals, networking is said, are not allowed in the premises.
That makes sense. Well, I mean, what's the saying? It's like the tangled web we weave.
Yeah. Weaving spiders welcome, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah.
Weaving spiders not come here, or come not here.
I think the theme song then would be Boys Club by Ween. If anyone knows that song, it's good.
So, that was a weird noise. When gathered in the group, Bohemians usually do adhere to this injunction. Although discussion of business often does occur between pairs of members. Important political and business deals have developed in the Grove. But if you're caught doing this, you pretty much just get asked to leave.
Okay. Hey, you're out of here, buddy.
Yeah, or like, they kind of just tell you to stop it. Like,
hey, knock it off. We're not here for that. We're here for this. And he unzips his pants and pees all over him.
Exactly.
That's just going to be my joke for all this. They just pee on each other. That's all it is.
Wait until you hear the camp names.
Oh my gosh.
So facilities. Let's talk about the facilities. The main camp encampment is 160 acres of old growth redwood trees, many of which are well over 1,000 years old and over 300 feet tall.
That's a pretty big tree.
Sleeping quarters, a.k.a. the camps, are scattered throughout the Grove. There are 118 as of 2007. These camps are frequently perennial. Our practical means, though, they are high-level business and political contacts and friendships are formed. So basically, you can kind of pick where you go if you want to talk to somebody. Like, this is the areas, like, outside of the Grove facilities, like, if you want to talk business, you go back to your camp.
Makes sense, yeah.
You know, it's like a little private area.
This is where we scheme things and plan.
And it looks just like, I mean, there's pictures of people, like, during the non-times at these camps. I mean, they're nice, but they're not, like, crazy mansions or anything like that. They are, like, little log cabin-looking things. Yeah,
you got to be outdoorsy.
But I mean, they're nice, but they're not, like... You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not the Sleeps 4 up in Dowagiac,
no,
Michigan.
No, they probably are closer to that than, like, million-dollar houses.
Well, no. That thing. That thing was nothing. That's worse than the shack.
That's what I'm going to live in.
You would not. You would destroy that thing in a week.
When I trip and fall and I anything, go to the floor.
Or just try to use the bathroom.
So you want to hear what the camps are?
Yeah, the names?
Yeah,
sure. Wait, let me guess. Can't pee upon you?
Okay, let me look. I got a list.
Shocking.
There's some pretty funny ones, though.
Okay, ready.
The Hillbillies.
Oh, that's our camp, all right.
The Mandalays? Mandalay?
Okay.
The Cavemen.
Oh, nice.
The Stowaway. The Uplifters.
Interesting.
The Owl's Nest.
Okay.
Which is behind the big statue. That's the camp closest to camp. The Hideaway. The Isle of Avis, the Lost Angels, the Silverado Squatters, the Sempervenis, the Hillsides, and the Idlewilds.
Interesting.
Interesting name choices.
So there are the group, the places where people gather are the Groove, or sorry, the Grove Stage, which is the big amphitheater. That's the videos you see.
Yep.
It holds 2,000 people.
Dang.
So they do the last day of the week, they do their plays with everybody.
Okay, their rituals.
Yeah. The rituals, plays, whatever you want to call them. But that's where they do it. It's the Sunday of the last, like, the week.
Okay.
They have field circles. It's bowl-shaped, smaller amphitheaters that they use for their low jinx and their spring jinx, which is just, like, the smaller group things that they break off and do. But they're all over. You can see them from, like, the space satellites or whatever, the pictures. They just look like little bowls in the ground. There's little amphitheaters.
Okay.
There's about 1 million campfire circles, which are just these, like, large fire pits with, you know, seating around it.
Yeah.
There's 400 of them through the whole thing. You
know? Yeah.
They have, like, a crew of 200 people that just take care of campfires the whole week.
Dang.
That's what I'm saying. There's just a lot of non-people that keep this thing running.
Right, yeah.
That it's just hard for me to believe a secret stays.
But I would imagine maybe nefarious things aren't physically happening there. But this is where they plan.
That's different. Yeah. That's different.
I know.
Museum stage, which is a semi-outdoor venue of a covered stage. Lectures and small assembly performance there. There's like lectures every day you can choose to attend and that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's like a Bigfoot festival.
Kind of. A lot of them appear to be like betterment festivals, stress relief not festivals, but seminars. How to deal with, like, pressure and stuff like that.
I like Bigfoot festivals better. Mm-hmm. That's a better comparison.
The clubhouse, which is just the main building. The owl shrine. And the lake, which is the artificial lake in the interior of the grove.
Oh, they dig it themselves? Or what?
It's just an artificial lake. Like, yeah, they made it originally.
Okay.
There was not a lake there, no.
Right, yeah.
And now there is.
Interesting. Expensive.
Mm-hmm. There are also...
What?
You know?
I know. I'm waiting on you.
Camp valets.
Oh, nice.
These are people that are responsible for the operations of individual camps. The head valet are akin to the general manager of, like, resorts, clubs, restaurants, that kind of stuff.
Campground or something.
So each of these little camps has its own staff.
Okay.
That keep, like, change out the bed sheets, do the laundry.
Yeah.
Prepare food.
Yeah. This is not the camping I'm used to. I'm used to washing by the road in the water spigot, and
you did that.
And wearing the same clothes 3 days in a row.
So, but this is one of the few times service staff does include female workers, whose presence at the Grove is just limited to daylight hours.
Oh, gotcha.
Because they can't not hire females because they're female in the state of California.
Okay.
Because it's discrimination laws.
Right. Yeah, legal reasons. Mm-hmm. But I bet some of the campers there are just like, yeah. Be gone. This is boys' weekend.
So male workers, though, are housed inside the Grove within the boundaries of the camp for the 2 week period. So there's like a bunch of like staff bunking.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I worked at camps and stuff like that. It's just like that where they just give the staff places to sleep. High status workers stay in small private quarters. But most are housed in basically rustic bunk houses.
Indentured servants.
No, I think they're finally compensated. Mm. Security, Bohemian Grove is protected by a sophisticated security team. Most of the Bohemian Club's security are ex-military personnel.
Mm, interesting.
The high-end security equipment, including thermal night vision cameras, motion detectors, vibration sensing, alarm systems, the level support security system is particularly heightened during, you know, times around the on-camp camping. They kind of go into lulls when nobody's using the facility.
Okay.
That's how, like, the guys, there's a YouTuber that snuck on that thought he was going to get murdered, and it was just a guy in a pickup truck being like, kid, come on.
Right, yeah.
And then he's like, please don't kill me. He's like, I'm not going to kill you. We're just going to stay here and wait for the cops.
I just don't want you to litter back here or he's like, well, cause destruction.
The one guy lit the place on fire.
Right, yeah.
He's like, you know how much how long it took us to rebuild that?
Right.
But yeah, and then, like I said, recently they stopped having California Highway Patrol there. But they used to have a lot of that, local sheriff and that stuff. And if warranted by the guest list, the United States Secret Service also helps with areas of securement.
Okay.
Basically, if it's a president's coming.
Yeah.
A president.
Right, right, right.
So if you see Secret Service there, it means a president or a high-end...
Profile like characters there.
Yeah, politician.
Someone with a lot of money and power that can, I don't know, that can afford private security.
Let's talk about women.
Okay, let's do it.
Although no women have ever been given full membership in Bohemian Grove Club, there are 4 female honorary members.
All right. Who are they?
So there was a hostess, Margaret Bowman.
Okay.
A poet, Ina Coldbirth.
Okay.
Who served in the library for the club. So she worked, she kept the library clean and everything like that. So after she worked there for a long time.
Yeah, they just made her a...
like an honorary member.
Mm, that's nice.
Same with Margaret. She was the hostess at one of the restaurants there in the club.
For, and everyone just loved her.
For a long time. She was, you know, people enjoyed her, so they made her an honorary member. Actress Elizabeth Crook Bowlers and writer Sarah Jane Lipcott.
Okay. I don't know any of these people.
Well, two of them worked at the club.
Okay.
They are both actually from the town down the hill.
Okay.
So they just... the one, I think Ina worked... no, yeah, Ina worked there for like 45 or 50 years.
Dang, put her...
she's a librarian.
Put her time in.
Yeah. And then Margaret worked there for a considerable long time as well. Since Coldbirth's death in 1928, no other woman has ever been made a member. These honorary members and other female guests have been allowed to the Bohemian City Club building and the daytime guest for, of the Grove. But they are not of the upper floors of the City Club, which is the one in New York.
Okay.
Nor is a guest, you know, in the midtime summer encampments at night.
Gotcha. Okay. So they still can't do all the fun stuff.
No, but they do have an annual ladies' jinx.
Ooh.
We're held at the club, especially for spouses of and invited guests.
Right, yeah.
So they kind of do a mini one in the fall.
For the whole family.
Yeah, where it's spouses and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then when it's time, all right, time to leave. We got ping hijinks to do.
Ping. I did not know what you said for a second. No. I'm like...
urinary hijinks on each other.
You just like that, huh? That's what you're excited for.
It's just what they like to do.
Not
it's
the Filipino lady boys.
What?
I thought you'd be excited for the Filipino lady boys.
You didn't bring that up yet.
That's right here.
Do they pee on
in
you?
2009.
It's so ridiculous.
2019. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors member Linda Hopkins was elected to the district encompassing the Grove, wrote an open letter criticizing the role of Bohemian Club had in making it difficult for women to get into politics.
Okay.
So she gets there into the like the board, the local board, and she starts screaming at this men's club saying how they've made it purposely difficult for women to get into politics.
Well, that just set them back a little bit further because that's how things work. That's how you sway minds.
Their lack of investment in the community despite members' personal wealth and the annual criticism and hemorrhaging attitudes she felt describing the Grove.
I think she's so, right there on that second one, especially.
So I'm not saying they spend, I mean, this little town, I do think it's like its lifeblood is probably the Grove.
Yeah.
Cause the whole, there's a hotel in town that's rented out for the Grove that nobody stays at.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go make phone calls and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. Gosh. Well, that, I mean, that's just hyper wealth, but yeah, you sprinkle some down, but to them, it's probably nothing. It's pennies.
No. Yeah. But I'm just saying
to the people, it's probably, yeah, it's probably nice. Very nice. But that's how you control people, too. You give them just enough to feel like it's good for them.
We may have to do two parts on this. This may be...
it's still this, going?
Yeah, I haven't even got to the rituals yet.
My goodness. Then, yeah, it's got to be two parts.
So, I guess, do you have a rant to end on?
Well, I don't have a rant, but I do have Flavors of the Forest. Bigfoot Breath.
Oh, wait.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
All right. We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye. Hey, Daniel.
Yeah, Wilbur?
Well, I've been eating dinner the past few weeks, and it's just been bland.
Who's been making it?
The old ball and chain.
Oh, yeah? What's it been tasting like?
I mean, it just tastes like, you know, raw sewage I scooped out of the manhole.
That good, huh?
No, it's really just been unbearable. I really don't know what to do, and I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to discourage her because she's, you know, she's trying now. Well, she's at least cooking, and I'm choking it down.
Well, don't worry. Daniel's got the cure for all your problems. Here, check this out.
What's this? It's a seasoning. Flavors of the Forest Bigfoot Breath? Raw garlic dust? What's that?
Just hide it in your pocket. Sprinkle it on that garbage your ball and chain's making, and you'll be able to eat it.
Here, let me take a little taste. Oh, my goodness. This tastes like straight garlic. It's delicious.
It's 97% garlic with a touch of pink Himalayan sea salt.
Wow, this will make anything taste good. Oh, thank you, Daniel.
Where can I get this?
You can get this at flavorsoftheforest.com/corn. Get yours today so you don't have to break up with your woman.
Oh, thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Flavors of the Forest.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.